was written on the way down from Aberdeen to Glasgow in Scotland. Me and Steve were in the back of the van, and he had his guitar out, and we had a cassette machine. We recorded ourselves messing around. And as you come down from Aberdeen to Glasgow, it's about 200 miles, 250 miles. There must have been about 25 roundabouts. And every time we saw a roundabout, we said, oh, another roundabout. And so I just started singing, I'll be a roundabout, da-da-da-da-da, with the guitar, you know, we recorded it. And the mountains seemed to come out of the sky because you couldn't see the top of the mountains by the side of the road because the clouds were so low. So it looked like the mountains were coming out of the sky. So the lyrics sort of made themselves up.
Uh-huh.
We'd go past these gigantic in and around the lakes, the Loch Lomond and all those famous Scottish lakes. And in 24 hours, we'd be back home in London. So the song just recorded itself, really, on a tape.
Uh-huh.
Then we got in the studio about a week later and started... I think Chris came up with the best bass line ever.
Right.
And any record that is really important has either a great guitar phrase or a great bass line. And then the rest works, you know. So we did the song, Roundabout. And then halfway through the second chorus, I said, why don't we just go somewhere else for a while?
Uh-huh.
And then... I think Steve went, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I thought it was a guitar phrase.
Right.
Well, everybody played that, so everybody played that. And then I started singing ideas, and then let's do a solo at the end of this part. And then Rick would come in with a solo. You know, the song was 8 minutes long.
Right.
And we thought it was really, really good.
It was.
Of course, the record company got the scissors out and cut it in half. So.
Uh-huh.
It got us on the radio, which was fantastic, and really made Yes more connected to thousands and eventually millions of people around the world.
Right.
Which was amazing. It was an amazing time.